Good News in the Morning is sponsored by Good News Christian Ministries and has been broadcast weekly since 1999. Do visit our website, gncm.ca. Here you will find podcasts of the programs and introductions to the Ottawa pastors who deliver the good news to growing numbers of listeners worldwide and need your regular prayers. And now, here is today's presentation.
This is not what my topic is today. I've been struggling with this a lot of the way. And we had a mystery of it. We kind of jumped before me. This we were talking about what's going on in this little town of ours, this little place we call the home. One question. What's going on in our world? What's going on? Sources for spiritual direction. I've been concerned for some time because there's a real fight going on. I've been call first, you know, how much it is until I started spending it. But I was with Art Sweeten, a very dear friend of mine. Mrs. Malcolm Hardy and I were on a mission together probably over 10 years ago. And in the conversation over a beer, we were not. That for me, that first one of the 3 days, 2 days, kind of pulling down a little bit. Something had been said about some issues about pornography. And my ex knew what I said. I've got to tell you what happened to me, and I'm going to share what was going on in his life, in his little community of Bob from Manitoba. Choir leader, one of the wardens, St. Patrick, was lifted by the RCMP. Uncle's house at 7 in the morning, when Paul was walking by, on his morning walk, by the house he always goes by every morning on his morning walk. And there's the RCMP, got this guy taken out of his house with cufflinks on his arms. They carried him and pushed him into the car. And he was one of the many, 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 many people in Canada and around the world who are into pornography, children's pornography. And he didn't believe it. He didn't catch a lot of it for 1 millisecond. He didn't believe it. But it was ultimately, he went to jail without any doubt about what he was up to. Well, that kind of caught me a little bit 10 years ago. I'm in a bubble, you know. I don't know whether you are or not, Marjorie, but I am. I find myself in a little bubble. You know, I do my thing. You know, I'm a morning newspaper. You know, I see these things on the news. You know, but I really just don't forget. Well, I've had my eyes opened a lot in the late. There's been a real awareness of the pornography industry in your town, there in my town. Just be calm. It's real. There was a high school girl who had played in Green Valley just very recently who was being seduced on the internet. I believe it was on her phone or handheld phone. I think she's 14-ish. She got exposed to whatever she is exposed to, however she is. Starts getting communications from a boy who thinks, you know, she's about 16 or 17. Kind of cool guy. So she starts corresponding with him. Sets up a date. And what it is in the police department with one of us, a Christian brother from our community here, who happens to be a police officer, got wind of it, set up a trap in the last few weeks, and was able to go ahead, and then they captured the 58-year-old pervert that had already arranged for a hotel room. This is a crime of murder. This is a conduct. It's been called the murder for a while. The world is not crazy. And so, when I was with the pastors, we started the conversation back in April last year when I became aware of a person speaking at the Christian Academy on Franklin Road who was going to talk to the parents about pornography. Now, they're a pretty bit of a bubble themselves, right? Would you agree that the Christian community and the Christian teachers and the Christian curriculum, the Rebel Seminary required their blessing to believe and tell them that religions that she says you have to do, they don't. Because it's incredibly different issue. So part of the program they wanted for the parents to be aware of was what's going on in pornography and what the children will be exposed to, even though they're in their little bubble. If you've got a cell phone, those kids are no longer in a bubble. If they've got access to the internet, they're no longer in a bubble. So I went to that meeting. I was really, really blown away. There was a good number of people, 15 parents were there, most husbands and wives. And I heard a man named themselves come and share the message of pornography that he wanted to be doing. He's called the program Over the Fight of Pornography. He is now international in that initiative. But what he shared with parents was just blowing my mind stuff that I have to deal with. I wasn't prepared for it. I can't really believe how naive I am and maybe how naive you are. Men 18 to 30 use porn weekly. 63% of the men. This is media figures. Married men 55%. Not old enough. 97% of all men who call themselves Christian have used porn. When he shared with me that really did blow me away, 60% of women also. Women are now big time into pornography. Best-selling book there, big time best-selling book. Outsold the Bible for the first time ever in history was at 50 Shades of Grey. He's on, it was passed around, girls talk about it, coffee hours, they took it to work, they shared it with each other. It was a subject of great tenors. It also was responsible for changing marriages rather quickly. The pornography industry is huge. There's not anybody that doesn't access, you know, even watching TV commercials. There's a version of a site and a version of messages in there. What I really am prompted to share with you is that the ministerial, we talked about it back in April, and in May, was, can we do anything in our community? Is there anything? Can we just give up and let it happen and get worse and worse and worse for kids like Lucy and Cam and Ben and your granddaughter and your grandsons? Like, we just say, well, that's the way of the world, that's how it is, or can we do anything, or can we do anything? Well, there are things we can do, and one of the things we can do is be aware of it. That's the first thing, not to hide ourselves in the hand. To be ignorant of what's going on, because there are really things we can do that are positive. There are issues. One of them, I believe, is how easily we are allowing ourselves to be infiltrated by this whole communist, as an example, or the EFC. I know you've heard me share about it before, but we have a cult, no cult, in this town. It's getting prominent evidence of what they want to do and share. I'm just going, because I actually had these people that have been up for 3 weeks of birth, and I got the message on that first page. It's kind of a good message. It's a great story about a man who's been challenged by it. But I think that he's done a lot of that. It's very good. As I give a comment here, too, that shocked me to think that the leader, I was talking to a person who I love dearly, and told me that this magazine is supposed to be a Christian. He says, real magic at the insect studio in Carlton Place. The hall comedian is perfectly festive with time to talk magic and cast spells. There is actually a business in Carlton Place that offers the very real benefits of sorcery all year round. This is not a paid commercial. This is an article. When you read it, it was sickening me to hope to imagine that they could have that kind of support in the media being exposed to you and I and to others who are not accused. And I just think, well, that's part of the normal, I think. We've gone through the Halloween and those from this world and cast spells. Well, Trevor Stoneberg is the name of the guy who's articles written about. I checked him out. He's on a link, so am I. I looked at his profile. This so-called person who greeted the audience and stops and pauses the miracle a little bit. He went from 1 year at Brick, worked for 4 months at the Canadian Academy. He worked in a pub for 3 years. Hasn't had a job consistently, but hasn't seen anything forever. He considers himself an entrepreneur, considers himself a positive influence on people's lives, and that's what he's doing. That's what his insight is all about. That's what he does. People have been invited to go there and get his guidance through tarot reading, power reading, through speaking with the dead. He shares his office with the lady who did the articles in the EMC. Right on Main Street. A couple of doors from the flower shop. The influences that are around us are pretty obvious. My grandsons and you walk on Main Street. One block from here, right at the corner. How would you use barbershop when I keep it coming? Is now a tattoo parlor. I didn't think it would last an hour. Honest to God, who wants to be dark? Actually, you know, if people want to put on one mom, the place is a business, you know. But I understand it wrong. It continues to prosper so much so that we now have a second one. I didn't used to do it. And about a month ago, the third one opened up on my way selling. Somebody tells me there's a fourth one on the road coming to tour now. That's where the transvestite states, well, hey, look, I walked by them. I didn't, you know, I can't tell them, you know, what's up. But it's amazing. There are people that are out front smoking their cigarettes and maybe other things. And they're on the Main Street where your grandkids are walking by and where you and I walk by. Every day. When I was in charge of that little tattoo shop, we'll see president, I believe, of the Chamber of Commerce in America, is a young man. That guy, well respected person, I guess, and how many do that thing. This is the top of the we do have to be aware that we're being challenged. That article, I don't know, the city's kind of a son, I believe. Yeah, one of the sons. September 26th, just passed. Sextortion of kids on the rise. Your kids, town kids, are being lured into sex trade. Anywhere from 12, 13, 14, 15. They're becoming enslaved. They're given drugs to the point where they're completely and utterly addicted in response only to the person who can give them more drugs. And then they're sold. Recent information indicated that an average young lady can make over $200,000 a year for them. This is our town. This is our area. Girls from Smith Falls, from Palmont, from Nashville, you can name it. I don't know if people like it, I'm sure you're the same thing to quit. It's not political. I am going to quit very shortly, but I'm just saying to you that we do have, don't you think, an obligation to think a little bit about what's going on in our world. Because the scriptures are absolutely and utterly clear about what this kind of behavior is. Absolutely, utterly. Look around and see how many people are going to hear what I'm going to tell you now, because they won't. Very many will hear it. Deuteronomy 18:9. Do not let your people practice fortune telling or use sorcery, or interpret omens, or engage in witchcraft, or cast spells, or functions as mediums, or psychics, or call forth the spirits of the dead. Anyone who does these things is detestable to the Lord. Our business is first with those people who are considered detestable. Jesus comes and says, there are consequences. Isaiah 8:19-22. Someone may say to you, let's ask the mediums and those who consult the spirits of the dead. With their whisperings and their mutterings, he will tell us what to do. This is scripture right out of Isaiah. But shouldn't people ask God for guidance? Jehovah, and we just said it again here a couple minutes ago. And the question of the scripture says, should the living seek guidance from the dead? Verse 20 says, look to God's instructions and teachings. People who contradict his word are completely in the dark. This is scripture. And they will be thrown into darkness. The scriptures are not being heard today by many of the people are. This one from Galatians. When you follow the desires of your sinful nature, the results are very clear. Sexual immorality, impurity, lustful pleasures, idolatry, sorcery, witchcraft, hostility, quarreling, jealousy, outbursts of anger, selfish ambition, dissension, and division. Well, there it is. Let me tell you again, says Paul in Galatians, same phrase, as I have before, that anyone living that sort of life will not inherit the kingdom of God. Be careful how you live. Ephesians, don't live like fools. In Ephesians 5, there is an action required. I asked to go away. I asked, I go away again, but I did mention that I'm going to do the prayer group that meets every Friday morning from 9:30 to 10:30. People to pray for you. Pay every Friday. You're being lifted. And I had said to them, we have to consider Ephesians 6:11. Put on God's armor, so that you will be able to stand firm against the strategies of the devil. This is what we discussed. For we are not fighting against flesh and blood enemies, but against evil rulers and authorities of the unseen world, against the mighty powers in the dark world, and against all evil spirits in heavenly places. Therefore, put on this phrase. So, therefore, put on God's armor so that you'll be able to resist the enemy in the time of the evil one. Then, after the battle, you'll be standing firm. Stand your ground. So, that's what I want tonight on Friday to say the next 4 weeks, specifically this week, the first week. We need to do prayer. The power of prayer is unbelievable. We have several other churches who have agreed to do the same, starting tonight. The minister, we're all addressing the same situation. We're all saying enough is enough. We've got to take a stand with the people that we know, the prayer warriors that we have. So that's what I'm asking you to do, is to look seriously at, have you been praying with me for your time? The people in your neighborhood that are being seduced into believing that you can talk to the dead. You get tattoos in this time. Most of the people that are getting tattoos are not getting ones that just have a little cross, which in itself is questionable whether you're Jewish or Israeli, but they're getting all kinds of devil worship things placed all over their bodies. And if you are looking at the corner, probably one of the best corners in this town. Our beginning is all set up there. was our class threat? Well, my friends, they've been there, what, 2 or 3 years now? Somebody's paying that rent. Somebody is making the money so they can die, smoke up in the road also out there. And there's people from around here who support that business. Well, how could a second open up beside it? And now a third? How can that little witchcraft sorcery shop just over here? Again, powerful location ministry for your business. Expensive ones. How can they manage to survive unless people are paying the money to go get their clothes ready and their character ready and to talk to the dead? The guy that I just talked about, this strip, he's not rich. I can tell you. Where he gets the money to pay for that place has to be out of the foolish people that go there. Because that's expensive real business. So I'm calling upon you to pray. To pray for your little ones in town, little girls and guys that you know and you love. To pray that they will somehow be told the truth of what's going on. So we are trying to get an initiative set up for early 2017 where we can get people who are educators and knowledgeable and who face this challenge every day. There's hardly any hope for that. Parents, educators receive a crash course in technology and use of those for kids. I read with the Catholic College for 3,000 grandkids. I'm not picking on you. I'm just saying. But when you read this parable, you realize how little control your parents have. Zero, really. They can do all kinds of things with great smile on their face, say, I love you, and look at you like an innocent little person, and yet can you expose this stuff to you? We can never imagine. They do it at school. They do it in the hallways. They talk about it, they laugh about it, they share it all the time. These cool girls, as you know, are taking pictures of themselves and sending it off to the boyfriends they think might be impressed. Happy in our time. So there are people that we are going to address. One of those, hopefully, one of the speakers will be on board. Maybe said education will open it is, and how the opportunity is. Marriages are being ripped apart because if you are a woman who's been exposed to porn, no husband in the world could ever match what you've been exposed to on the street. It's impossible. If you're a woman whose husband has been exposed to porn, you could never match those movie stars that are made up and are doing what they do on the street. Your marriage is in jeopardy. Because the relationships are very sour. They have one. The one that without marriage relationships are going sour because of money. They were just spending too much money. Didn't have enough to cover the bills, and that was true. And it's still true. Now there's a very definitive evidence that pornography is the major source of marriages going sour. So in close, I'm not negative. I know I sound it, but I want you to know I'm not. I believe that we can do this in our own community. If enough people care enough to pray about it like crazy. So I am asking you, sincerely, to take it on today and every day of this week, for the next 4 weeks specifically. Whenever it's on your heart, whatever you sense you want to talk to the Lord about, I encourage you to act in a powerful way, and He does respond. You know what in mind. So what do we have? We are as a community going to hopefully have a workshop in the new year that will help us all and see how we can do it. And I pray that you will be part of that as well. I guess the truth is just the bottom line that I want to share with you is this is not, we're not all against this. There's false teachers since Adam and Eve got together. The devil was doing his work the very first time two people were created on this earth. He's never stopped. He's doing something this minute somewhere in our town, in this area. But we do know that in the end, God wins. We know that our victory is achieved already. So let us pray a strong,
that we have good church for our town, our community, and the ones we love.
Thank you for tuning in. If you've been blessed and encouraged, do tell your friends about this program. Feel free to send in questions and comments via the website gncm.ca, and be sure to share your good news if you've come to faith through listening. But the program on its own is not enough. Don't forget to join other Christians in worship in a church where the gospel is soundly proclaimed and where it is lived out with compassion, integrity, and resolve. May you come to know Jesus Christ personally and profoundly. May the Holy Spirit reside deeply within your heart. And may you feel our Heavenly Father surrounding you with His constant, abiding, and accompanying love.